Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Well, Charmaine celebrates her birthday with the family that abandoned her. Plus, is this a reunion show? Everybody shows up at the Chicago convention. We're going to talk about all that and more on the Black Ink Crew Chicago Review.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. It's a Tuesday?
It's Taco Tuesday!
I didn't realize because I just got over strep throat.
I just want to be LeBron. I don't
think we're going to tune in like, what show am I watching right now?
Black in Chicago.
What's up, guys? I am your host, Elle Marie. Carmen is out this week, but we will see her next week, hopefully. And I am here with the rest of my lovely panel.
Hi.
Hi. Oh,
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drew Jones.
What's up, y'all? I am Nakia Monet, acting crazy because it's Taco Tuesday.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about what we came here to talk about. So just overall, we'll also just let you guys know we'll have our news and gossip and our special segment this week. So hop in the chat and let us know who you guys thought was doing the most this episode. Overall thoughts this week.
I'm sure that my opinions of this episode are going to get us lots of fun comments they do every week.
Get dragged on
this it was a good episode. I actually liked seeing other people fight and get in trouble besides like Charmaine and me and everybody else. And I like seeing the people that usually get caped for, like the Lilies. I love Junior though, but Adriana and Cobra. I did like seeing everybody back because it is like a reunion show. So it was good, but it was just the most.
I mean, it's the first time I've ever been disappointed in Cobra.
I know.
Yeah. That really bummed me out.
No, for real. I was a little upset about that. But
damn, Cobra.
So, this episode kicks off with Charmaine celebrating her birthday.
Aww.
And like I said, she was celebrating with her family.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just like, and I don't know. It's weeks, I guess weeks have gone by, I guess. But it's like you just had this heartfelt situation. You know what I mean? You kind of told them how you felt. And nobody had your back. Like we said, even if it was like, okay, she still needed to leave. Nobody came and was like, I understand how this is, blah, blah, blah. They were like, oh, we picking Lily. You know what I mean? So I just feel like I wouldn't have even, it clearly had to be just for the cameras because I wouldn't have even wanted to celebrate with you guys.
Yeah. As my nana used to say, I love you, but I don't like you right now. Right. And I feel like that's kind of where Charmaine is with it. Like, they are family, even if it's not necessarily by blood. They've been through enough that they qualify as family. So I get them coming together. And I'm sure, like, there are people I've been met, like, when I get in fights with my siblings and stuff and they do something nice, I still, like, am happy that they, you know, are doing something nice for me, even though I'm mad at them, because that's family regardless.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It was sweet of them, but I would have just in the back of my mind, like, damn, like, you guys really. And I just hate that it's kind of pushed under the rug, like, oh, she wanted to leave. I'm so happy she left for herself. But I'm like, but really, it was Lily and no one saying that. But I am happy that they all did get together, because I do love seeing them all come together. Even when they're fighting, to just come and celebrate her birthday. But you know, she knows she's not supposed to be there because Neek doesn't even know that she's there.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where so I was like,
I'm
going to
show up
away.
Just to not make it worse, I guess. You know what I mean? The tension that we have. So.
And she loves them. I just think that place was just a bad environment for her. And I think she probably would have respected it more if someone, maybe like Van, her ride or die, would have said, yo, fam, we understand. Do your thing. Lily gonna work here, but we, like.
I even thought Don would step up a little bit more. You know what I mean? Than he did.
Like, I'm sure they probably said something that like wasn't on camera. But that's the problem with it is y'all had no problem embarrassing me on camera. Yeah. You should.
The
fix the situation on camera too.
Like, you embarrass me in public, you apologize in public.
Hello.
So,
but I did like seeing them all together. I like seeing the old crew come back together and just chill up and pulse up and have mimosas,
right?
And a what is it, a beer glass?
Yeah. What was wrong with them, guys? What was your problem?
Well, you know,
there's nothing wrong with a champagne flute. Like, it's,
I'm saying,
it's okay.
Ryan looked like a whole ass snack drinking his out of a flute.
That was sexy. Y'all drinking mimosas out of a
a beer glass.
I was like, it just stop looks it, like guys. You drinking orange juice.
Yeah. Right, right, exactly.
It doesn't make it fun. It doesn't. It doesn't make you less of a man by drinking by a mimosa.
Drinking out of, yeah, you know, pop food. Your pinky up and drink out of a flute.
Like, right? Ride a little cute cell.
Put your little pinky ring on there and floss, okay? Nothing wrong with that, guys.
Silly boy.
Let's talk about Bella.
Aww.
And her issue. So we have Bella, Brittany, which she has another nickname. I don't remember what it was. And Lily. They're all, hello, snack. we should send that in so you guys can see what we're looking at right now. But anywho, so Bella, Brittany, and Lily are all, you know, talking, having a conversation, talking about, you know, not having sex in a while and all those things. And then Bella kind of has a breakdown. We can all relate. I wanted to say something else in my mind, but I didn't know if it was appropriate. We're going to... children watch this show. they might. I don't know.
Baby.
But yeah, so, you know, like a lot of us, they haven't, you know, done the do in a while. But Bella was feeling like, you guys are talking about this. This is petty. And I'm dealing with the fact that the father of my child doesn't want my child.
Mm.
Not only that, like, she's struggling financially. So it's twofold. It's like, I have to struggle with and accept the fact that you're not here around for my child, you know, physically and taking care of her emotionally and things like that, but you're also not doing it financially.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about that situation?
I didn't like how she brought it up because, like, I can't stand the friend who doesn't open up about their issues, and then when you're just kiki and having a good time, they're like, y'all don't even care about me. I'm going through real stuff. You don't even know what it's like to be me. And it's like, no, sis, because you haven't been saying anything. Like,
I had no clue.
I didn't like that she was just like, y'all stuff is stupid. Because, like, for all she knows, that might be the hardest thing they're going through in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't compare people's pains. And, you know, I'm not going to blame a single mom or anything, but, like, I'm just saying, be careful with who you lay down with. I'm protected.
That's a fact. Yes, retweet. You're absolutely right. Like, because it kind of bugs, and I get it. We all have our moments, but don't compare every situation because you never know whose situation is big or small. Mm-hmm. Maybe small to you, but it was probably big to them at that moment, like you said. And I just feel like, you know, it was a little triggering because I understood from the baby's point of view, but I'm just like, Bella, I feel like when we go into, like, my great grandmother used to always say, be careful who you have a damn baby with, because at the back of your mind, you should always say to yourself, if said guy my partner is not here, leaves, or by accident is taken away, what am I going to do with this kid? And I just feel like you can't push somebody on this baby that he doesn't even want to be a part of her life, because rejection, and that's something personally that I suffer from because I went through that with my father, where rejection is still triggering to me. Because as a kid, it was one of those things like, hey, go see your father. And it's like, this dude don't even like me. So from the baby's point of view, I just feel like me and Lanisha were saying, we were talking earlier, if you're trying to do this on the outside, cool, but don't keep telling her that he's coming. He don't even want to be there. And when you mention court, then he gets up.
Right.
I wouldn't want that for my daughter. I say just take him to court.
Yeah.
And then when he's man enough, let him then explain to his daughter why he wasn't there.
Right. Because when she was telling Don, she was like, you know, she blew up his phone a few times. So then I thought like, oh, okay, he finally just is calling back, like, maybe he has a change of heart. Let's see. But she was like, yeah, when you mentioned court, she's like, that didn't click to you. Like, that's the only reason that he's coming. And so then, therefore, he might not show up. Like, he didn't.
He didn't want to be there. And court shouldn't want to be your motivation. And then you got to look at your baby and be like, well, and I just feel like, don't get the kids involved.
Yeah.
Let him, when he decides to come, cool. But for now, you need to take his ass to court. And I'm a child coming from the child support system.
Facts.
And I just feel like, mother or father, whether you're a single father, you need to take the women to court to get the child support. If you're a single mother, single grandmother, whoever, like, it's, you made the child and children need to be supported.
And like she said, he had 2 years to step up. So like, oh, I'm going to give him one more try. You've been giving him opportunity after opportunity to step up and be there. So it's not, if you're fed up and you are struggling like you are, put him on paper.
Come on, man.
You don't get any more chances. You know what I mean? Like, this is a child. You laid here just as I did. You know what I mean?
Kids are expensive.
You could have
pulled out. But kids are expensive.
Be real about it.
Doctors, schools, and dances, and toys, like, I don't think people understand that, because I know people are like, oh, a lot of people take
and especially
child
that
support.
Age when she's growing, you know what I mean? So fast. Yeah, she's only two. Like, every few months, it's like she's a different size.
I was going to say, for the past 2 weeks, I've been with my one-year-old nephew, and I did not realize how many diapers and clothes and food and all of that they go through, like, in a span of a few hours. Like, that stuff.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. I will say, though, I know it was upsetting, but happy that the sister is involved.
Yeah.
And like we were saying, like, take that for now. F him. Deal with you and your baby. You be mom and dad. Do mm-hmm. what you got to do for your daughter. But if his family wants to get involved, cool. And I will tell my daughter too when she gets older, he wasn't there, mm-hmm. but auntie and grandma and them
yeah.
were.
Yeah,
so let's show
were.
Them
so
love. Mm-hmm. Let's send them Christmas. Yeah. Let's visit them. When he comes around, let him explain why he couldn't man up.
Yeah. Because then it's
just my
and
thoughts.
I mean, you as a child, you probably will still you're going to be affected by it no matter what. But I think it's just like you can probably process it better. You can attach it to just your father instead with that rejection instead of it putting it on everybody. If your mom is constantly telling you he's coming and he Oof. Doesn't show up. And it kind of, you know what I mean? You're just yeah. constantly being disappointed. You're just going to hold all of that. Whereas if you're getting the love from other family members and it's not just for right. him, maybe the child can just isolate that and just be like, oh, this is just him.
Mm-hmm. It you works. Know? Like, I'm twofold. I'm half of that. And I know we'll move on. But where half of my whole life, it's only been my mother, great-grandmother, my rest of my family. So I got that love. But in the other half, as I got to 11, 12, they were trying to, like, put this figure on me where mm-hmm. I was just like, no, I'm good where the rejection started to kick in. And,
yeah.
you know, this is something I'm working through. And that's something that I could be woman enough to admit. Like, that's something I am working through. So mm-hmm. rejection is hard, especially on kids. There's people in their 50s still dealing with yeah. divorces from when
no,
they were babies.
No, for real.
So I just think, I hope for Bella that she, you know, does what she has to do mm-hmm. for her daughter and forget him. And maybe if he watches the show, I just don't want that to be the thing. I want him to say, I yeah. love my daughter. Yeah. Let me step
and up. Her to be, and I can't, you can't, I don't know, like fault people maybe for yeah. not speaking up, but hopefully she sees that her friends and everything, the people around her are willing to help and step yeah. in. I know it's not the same, but like how Brittany just right away was like, do you need some money? You know what I mean? And I don't think that wasn't insensitive. It was like, because I got you. You know what I mean? If you right. need something. So hopefully she can see that opportunity and ask her friends for help.
We got you, Bella Boo.
Yeah. Well, the crew is going to the Chicago convention, and it looks like a reunion. But before we get into talking about all that, let's get a message from our network.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We want to thank you guys so much for rocking with us and for listening to our show every single week, for giving us your opinions. Your opinions.
We love
every
them so much.
Week. We love them so much. But we want you guys to help us to continue to give you guys the best show possible. So make sure to like and subscribe this channel along with liking and subscribing to our multiple other channels on AfterBuzz TV. We have red carpets. We have drama. We have sci-fi. You name it. We have it. So go ahead and go and do that. Check us out on iTunes and Spotify. And for now, like I said, thank you so much for making us the AfterBuzz or the ESPN of TV Talk. Whoop, whoop. I don't know where I am.
So, and just, yeah, we have our, you know, good buddy, Oli. He said, what's good? So
hey,
what's
boo.
Happening? Hey.
I love you guys. Shout out to everybody that's always in the chat and showing us love and sharing your comments and thoughts with us. Appreciate yeah. y'all.
Shout out to the ones who are respectful.
Yes.
Yeah, fam.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, we got a mini reunion going on at the Chicago convention.
Yes.
Reunion. So, Ryan goes with NyMag. I guess all of NyMag, because Van was there, Four was there. And it looked like they were in the same area.
Van, right.
And Shine.
So, Shine was there?
I think I so, was it. I thought Shine was there.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, we got, and then I know a lot of times people are.
He looked like Machine Gun Kelly.
A little bit.
A little bit dirty. Machine Gun Dirty.
I'm done with you.
A little version.
We got to see some artwork this time because I know a lot of times fans complain about yes. like not seeing a lot of tattoos. So we mm-hmm. saw Ryan do a really dope cover up.
Yes.
Once he was done, it was like you couldn't even tell that there was like another. Sick. And it was a whole like portrait. You know what I mean? There was a lot going on in the tattoo that he covered up. So that was super dope that he covered there. But, you know, of course, it's going to be overshadowed by the drama.
Gotta love the drama.
Got to. Mm. So we've got Reese. We've got Cobra Jr. And Adriana.
Lily.
All in one spot.
First of all, Junior and Van are like the two uncles.
Yeah.
Drunk uncles that pull up to the barbecues. And I love it so much with the cups in the hand. Do you see that meme where Draymond is talking to what's his face and he's like, you gotta talk. That's how I feel like Van and Junior. Van's like, you know, when you see them, make sure you know.
Because you gotta understand.
I love seeing everybody there, but of course when you put Cobra, Reese, Junior, Adriana, and Lily in a room, everyone who literally hates each other, you know something's going to happen. And of course it's at the convention, and Ryan is always trying to be drama free, and it looks like it follows him.
Mm-hmm.
Cobra's in. I love seeing Cobra, but of course Cobra thinks in her mind she's seen Junior hit Reese?
Which, like, she literally said, "What? This is what drove me crazy, because I love Cobra. I tried to shoot my shot with Cobra. Back in the day. But that's fine. Anyway, but the clip where, like, last season they showed them the videos or whatever, she was like, "You all must have edited it." And I was like,
"Girl, they're showing you live.
VH1 doesn't have that budget. What do you mean?"
And that's not the way production works. When we shoot something on camera, we show it to you. And the fact that you see how far she was standing away.
That's what got me. Once we realized, like, how far away she was, it was like, you're so adamant that you saw what you saw, but you were, like, feet away from the situation. Had she been right up on top of them, maybe. But their hand, like, many hands going around. So how could you tell what was what and who was who when you were not that close?
And, like, the whole thing that bothered me last season with the Reese situation and everything, and what bothers me with the Cobra thing, is I don't like the... This is, like, the ugly side of the... I don't want to say it's the ugly side of the Me Too movement, because there's a lot of very valid stories, but these are the stories that those, like, really douchey men hold on to see, like, see, women lie. And, like, it's just, like, sis, you were wrong, and it's okay that you were wrong. Because, like, I'm not gonna lie, it did, like, last season, it did look like he hit.
It did.
But he didn't. And it's okay to admit that you're wrong, and you and Reese look dumb corny holding on to this when he didn't do anything.
He even said too, he's like, "Look, I said if I hit her, I will own up to it." And he's like, "When they show me the footage, I didn't hit her." And I don't see VH1 doctoring up footage just to save Junior.
And like he said, like, to Cobra, "Where are your receipts? Like, I have receipts. I have actual proof, and it's showing I did not hit her. Where are your receipts?"
And it's okay, like Drew said, to just say, "Look, I made a mistake. That's my bad." But to call her a victim and to say he should apologize when he's like, "All I did was apologize until when I seen that footage, I didn't do anything." So I just feel like at that moment, instead of having her pride, she could have just said, "You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I made a mistake."
Because the picture that she's painting of Junior is wrong, especially when there are so many men that are abusive and everything. Yeah. And then, like you said, like, it just takes that one time for an abuser to kind of flip it and be like, "Well, see, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't do it," or, you know what I mean? You see how women, you know, lie, flip it, things like that, like you
which
said.
Which isn't fair, but... That's how it works, unfortunately. Yeah. And it also sucks because, like, you almost completely forget what Cobra's been doing since all this went down. Because she talks about a lot of really dope stuff. How she's, you know, been really working with women who have been going through domestic violence. And how she's been getting back into her faith. And, like, all this really amazing, healthy stuff. And it's like, I almost forgot about it because... You won't let this go, and you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Sometimes maybe it's like she's too caught up in her, you know, activism for, you know, fighting for women against domestic violence, that she's going to fight it, you know, tooth and nail. But sometimes take a step back from a situation and just, you know what I mean? Try to see it clearly. So I think that's the thing, too. Like, her mind was like, "He hit her. He's a man that's wrong." You know what I mean? And I'm against that. And so she just has to stand and be against that. But it's like, he didn't do it. And not only that, it's like, you keep, like I said, the picture that you're painting of him, and then calling Reese a victim of his and things like that. And then, like, it's just, and also when Reese has tried to move on, because, like Lily said, Lily was like, she just wants to put it behind her.
Right.
She's cool. She's moving on. So why are you pressing so hard?
That's what I want.
I still am disappointed, though, by Reese, that she never came out and was like, "You know, I was in the wrong." Especially as a white woman, and you're accusing a man of color of abusing you.
Hitting you.
Like, that's so...
Or even at that convention.
It's dangerous.
And say, yeah, it is. And me and a woman, and say at that convention, "Junior, can I talk to you on the side? My bad. There was a lot going on. I felt like someone hit me. When VH1 showed me that footage and it wasn't you, I'm sorry."
Yeah.
And then come on camera and say, "I made a mistake." And I don't know why her and Cobra are so prideful to hold on to this story.
Because he even went over there and tried to, like, kiki it up. Yeah. And I didn't think I feel like he was trying to lighten the situation.
He was.
And kind of, what I gathered from what he was trying to do is by coming over there and be lighthearted, be like, "Listen, I'm not holding this against you. Like, let's just move on from it." Because he, like, when he was talking about, "You know, I've been doing therapy. I've been, like, unpackaging this anger and stuff like that." I really feel like we saw that in the, like, in this episode.
Yeah.
Because, like, he really tried to de-escalate the situation with Adriana and Lily.
He did.
Even when he was talking to Cobra, you could tell he was getting really frustrated. And for Junior at least, I think he kept it very calm.
I was actually really proud of him.
Yeah.
Because he got all of his words out.
Because
I know he was drinking.
Yeah.
And you could tell he was holding back the anger. And he was getting all his sentences out. He's like, "No." Like,
yeah.
And I was actually really proud of Junior. Because I was afraid. I'm like, "Oh my God."
And like you said, since he was drinking, the fact that he had that much self-control under the influence is like, oh, he's really working on himself.
And that's what, like, and I know we get a lot of ish for, like, dragging certain people or whatever. But that's what I'm talking about as far as growth. Like, if you mess up, because Junior's been a head ass before. Like, he's done.
And we've dragged him before.
Mm-hmm. But, like, he's taking the steps, and now we're seeing it in action, like, of how he's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Adriana, since we gotta talk, though.
Mamas, what are we doing?
Her and Lily need not ever be in the same room together. Like, we don't need that drama, because I think, like, their fight gets too real beyond reality TV fights. Yeah.
Because that's really passion hate, because you have Junior's ex, then you have the new girl who comes in right after, you have Lily who says that he still loves me. You just have so much pent-up drama. They've had so many fights. Mm-hmm. So that's like real life-ish. And VH1 knows what they're doing. They're putting them in a live situation. I do hate that. So Lily, Adriana, and Junior to me are people, and I think Van could be too, when you poke them, and people know how to poke them, they get irritated really quickly instead of being logical. And Adriana knows that about Lily. Lily knows that about Adriana. So the fact that Adriana and Junior, and I can say, I won't say Junior, because Junior, I think, was just like, I want to just talk to everybody and see what's up. But for Adriana to keep doing it and poking, it's like she wanted that bear to come out. And Lily was like, all right.
Here I am.
Damn, I'm trying to tattoo. You're too close to the damn booth. Yeah. Save that. Even if you were talking about what's her face? Mm-hmm. I feel like because you hate me, to me, you're automatically talking about me.
Yeah. I think they were both. I don't agree with anything Adriana did, and I don't agree with anything Lily did. I think they both were wrong in their own way, because, like, Lily, you swear up and down you've grown. If you hear people talking shit about you, just sit there and do your... You were in the middle of a tattoo.
Right.
You were in the middle of a tattoo. Just shut... Like, I don't... You're grown... Lily and I are the same age. Like, you are grown. Sit there and do your tattoo and just mind your business and, like... Don't worry about them, because you swear up and down you're about this money, so get this money and finish the tattoo. Adriana, Lily, for once, for once, was just sitting there and eating her food.
Minding her business for, like the first time ever.
Right. I understand defending your man, but I just think, like, in this situation, you did too much.
And
I think it's a weak move. I don't like when someone comes up from behind. Yeah. If you're going to fight, you need to, like,
and then you have people with you, because you see homegirl in the gray sweater. Yeah. So it's like you intentionally tried to start something.
And at the time, Lillian didn't have anybody.
You know.
Because your Loki got rocked.
You did. Mm-hmm. And there's no defending Junior, because I'm not speaking to him.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing with Cobra. Like, don't even come in my area. We shelled it out. Mm-hmm. We hashed it out. But don't come in my vicinity. And yes, I feel like as a grown person, Lily should have just sat there and should have said, I'll eat this. But for some reason, it's like she can't. It's like the pride. It's like everyone has pride on the show where they can't just eat it and say, whatever. Yeah. I'm a grown up. I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, because the way Lily is close to Cobra. Because I know you said, like, I'm going to think you're talking about me. With Lily, she could have even known it was Cobra and still, you know what I mean? Yeah. So what we're not going to do, you know what I mean, to sit here and talk about my friend while I hear you, and we're not going to do
that. Especially somebody you already hate. It's different if it's a rando, like somebody at the other NYMEX shop, and she don't really know them. But if it's someone you have history with and you hate that person, I'm like, Adriana, please, you're too pretty. Like, move. Like, it's like they have unfinished business, but I just wish as grown women we would stop. We're at a tattoo convention, and I know Junior was embarrassed because it was in front of Ryan's booth.
Yeah,
and Ryan with his damn glasses, like an uncle, was like,
he looked like a whole auntie.
He was like, wait a minute, what the hell going on back here? It's just embarrassing, man. And then it for them to keep doing that. So I'm like, guys, come on.
I'm both of them. Like, I, the only reason I really kind of fought Lily, because I need to do better in my anger too, but the only reason I really fought Lily is because she was doing a tattoo.
Yes.
If she wasn't doing a tattoo, I probably would have been like, yep, check them. If they were talking about you or your friend, check them. But
they weren't even that, like, because she says that they were in her space. But if you look when she gets up, are they close enough that she could probably hear them? Yes. Are they literally up in her space? No. Because if you watch her come up, she comes up and her first reaction is to get, like, nose to nose with Adriana. Like, you're looking for a fight. Mm-hmm. And the thing with it that where I'll fault Lily in the situation is Adriana's not on the clock. You are.
Yeah.
And though you're not technically with 9MAG at the convention, everyone knows Lily equals 9MAG.
Yeah.
And, like, Adriana in the long run kind of wins this fight because, like, she looks dumb, but, like, you look dumb at your job.
Because you're working.
I will say, I'm Lily in an instance
where...
She lost
physically, but...
Physically, I'm not fighting you, but I'm the type of person where... This has happened to me before, where I know someone doesn't like me, and I don't like them, and they're purposely... They may not be close to me, but I can purposely hear them, and I'm like, what's up, huh? Mm-hmm. And I know that's something that I have to work on, too, but I feel someone like that in that moment, especially someone you hate.
Yeah.
That's why I said she wasn't like a Charmaine, where I feel like she would have probably just been whatever, but it's Adriana, who's with your ex, who you hate them so much. you know, I'm not saying she's right, but I could see you purposely, and you talking louder, mm-hmm. and you're getting louder so I can hear you. But that was a test. Yeah. I feel like God gives us so many tests.
Yeah, because
and you keep
saying,
failing mm-hmm. the test, you Lily. Do. I'm like, sis.
Yeah. Y'all want us to stop ragging on her. But because like we said, we completely understand why she did what she did.
Yeah.
But it's like the time, it wasn't the place, because you were legit in the middle of a tattoo.
You would have just caught her outside.
You would have looked like such a boss bitch if you would have just like been like, whatever, and just finished tattooing.
Get that money, because sis ain't working.
You can beat your ass afterwards.
That's what I'm saying. Get your money. Sis ain't working.
You know
what
she
is.
Because
right.
At the end of the day, like I said, Adriana's not hurting from this.
Right.
You're the one who got it from your tattoo.
I want Adriana to chill, though.
I was just going
to
say that.
Because
you're
going to keep messing with the wrong person. And I just feel like the Junior and Lily thing is over with. Enough. Like, we get it, sis. Ride for Junior. It's
and
over.
Not like, only that, like, because somebody might catch her the wrong way one day. It's like Junior's trying to work on himself.
He is.
Yeah. And he actually is doing better, but then he has a hothead for a girlfriend, which is going to bring him down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
which is funny because it used to be the opposite, where I feel like he was a hothead and she was like, all right, babe, like, chill. Where she's kind of turned up since Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe we're just seeing the real her.
I think it's just the real her. I think we probably didn't see her that drunk before. And we also never saw her angry, but Jamaica, she was angry. The Friendsgiving thing, she was angry.
Was like,
today she was angry.
She's
so she has a she has a temper.
She's so pretty. I don't like
but
her being
she
angry.
Doesn't try to control it, and it's like that's just a that they Whitney and Bobby. Sorry.
Like I didn't get off on it. But like I said, drunk uncle, he had his little cup. They were both drinking.
But she needs to chill because like I think eventually because like that was the situation with Lillian Jr. was that they weren't doing they weren't making each other better. Mm-hmm. He got tired of that. So he went and he's gonna eventually get tired of that with you.
Yeah.
And keep it pushing.
The convention was just wild.
Yeah.
But for the first time, Nymeg.
Yeah, Dula Man said Adriana is a troll.
She is, though.
She is.
Yeah, she is, fam. Like, come on, girl.
But so, like, her and Lily are cut from the same cloth.
They really are. That's why I'm like, Junior, I don't know why you didn't stay with Lily.
If Junior wasn't in the picture, I imagine her and Lily would be best friends.
They seem like they would be really good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is Junior. Like, they're like the same person. They have the same passion.
Mm-hmm.
They defend their friends and family to the end. And I just feel
he must put it down.
He looked good in his little jacket now.
Junior is cute.
What's up, Junior?
With his little front. Junior a little cute. He got thick. I see Uncle Junior. Looking like a damn uncle.
Come on, thick
him. I said him and Van. Look like two uncles and Ryan with them damn glasses like
Ryan
somebody's auntie.
Glasses
he's like,
they all look like characters from Boondocks. Like,
Ryan's like, let me get my jacket. I can't do it.
They all look strong as hell.
Plaid pounds, too fast jacket.
But it makes good TV. So shout out to the convention.
Does.
But
it does.
It sucks.
We have Simone TV in here.
Hey.
And she says, I promise I was on the Lily defense team the past few weeks, but she just can't get right. I'm washing my hands of her. It's above me now.
It's above me now, Simone. I feel you.
That's kind of how we feel.
Because remember, like, we've been saying it since last season where we wanted to.
And we thought she was. We thought she was going there.
We gave her props. Which y'all want to forget about.
That's true. Y'all forget that we gave this girl so much props last season. We were like, because we were saying to ourselves, like, damn, all right, let's try to. But every time you try, she just keeps going on the damn cliff. I'm like, Lily.
And another thing, too, it's VH1 and it's production's fault because Lily and Sean had a little, like, date.
Oh, yeah.
It was a deleted scene. So sometimes if you show, if we see a different side of her, we see a softer side, then we might have a little bit more compassion.
Yeah.
But when all we see is rah, rah, rah. Then,
exactly.
And I know we got a lot of flack for the Sky Mammy thing because people were like, oh, you guys think Sky's funny, but you guys come for Lily. But it's because Lily flips it around and plays the victim right now.
Yeah.
Sky doesn't play a victim.
Sky will admit, she said, I did, my bad, I'm sorry.
I was going through some things. It was two seconds ago.
But Lily will do some stuff and then rent to Ryan and be a whole victim.
And we have
but
dragged
they,
Sky.
And they made
Lord.
Me
and we sure have.
So.
We have
dragged
Sky.
And we say it with love because we love Sky. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things, not even a dragon. Like, we going to call you out for your shit. In this episode, Lily, like, you were supposed to be the grown-up. You went through so much drama. And instead of you ignoring this bird, because that's why I would have been like, you're a bird-ass girl.
Yeah.
You're with your man. That's how
you worried about me.
You're with your man. You winning. Leave me alone. So I just felt like, Lily, you could have been the bigger person and could have just said, let me just leave it alone.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that Reese and Cobra energy, I don't know, like, what that was about. So I'm disappointed
in all
of them.
Because you do need to check with the people around you, because I feel like if the people around you keep gassing you up to do dumb stuff, then you're gonna keep doing dumb stuff.
Shout out to Don for never getting in trouble, and literally, Don,
he is saying out of
we
it.
Love you.
On wood.
He is in the shop.
He trying to move into the Obama's neighborhood.
Him and Ashley are beautiful. Like, shout out to them for never.
They have done like a whole.
Come on, Black Love.
Come on. Shout out to NyMag. They was working this week. There was no drama.
Right? It really wasn't their drama.
Shout out to NyMag.
I like Gina's new piece that Shine gave her.
Oh, yeah. From last week. Nice. That was pretty dope. Yeah.
Shout out to the people not getting in trouble this week. Right? Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good Lord. Jesus Christ. Well, speaking of everybody getting in trouble and everything, let's get into our special segment of Doing the Most.
Doing the Most.
So.
I love this drop every time.
I think this week might be a negative Doing the Most.
It has to be.
Honestly, shout out to Omarion.
Actually, no, I'm going to give a positive Doing the Most.
Okay. You want
to
keep going?
My Doing the Most is going to go to, my negative is going to go to Adriana, because I felt like she's like that fucking fly that was in your ear, and I hate people like that. And I also felt like you're winning it with the love of your life. Live your best life at the convention. There's no need to keep, if you really wanted to be woman enough, you could have walked up to her Lily and said, yo, we got unfinished business, let's go.
Yeah.
I would have respected that, but Adriana's getting my You're Doing the Most. Yeah. And positively, it is going to Dawn for minding his goddamn business. And looking good in a sweater.
Adriana is like, I'm not touching you ass. Yeah. You know?
Like,
and I don't like that. But no, I'm going to have a positive Doing the Most this week. And I'm going to give it to Junior, because I really do think how he handled things this week, though not perfect, is miles of improvement from the Junior that we have known in the past.
That's good. I was going to do Adriana, but actually my Doing the Most is going to go to Cobra.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because it was like, you holding on to that, sis? Like, really? Come on.
The receipts are there.
That's somebody's reputation and everything. Like, don't do that. Yeah. So my mind is going to her.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Junior's is good, too. I'm proud of Junior.
Because like I said, he was Friendsgiving? Drunk. And he was, right?
Growth. Friendsgiving. Listen.
He was lit.
Okay. Junior's the drunk uncle, him and Van. And they're so little.
They're so little.
Imagine little bottles.
When they were hugging each other and everything.
Look at this. They're so adorable.
He was like, you smell like good. Not you smell good. You smell like good.
I just love that moment of them hugging up with each other. He's like, you smell like money. And they're like all up on each other. Like, two uncles that you're not supposed to give them the liquor, and they got the liquor anyway.
They sure do.
Yeah. Doolaman gave Adriana the Doing the Most.
Adriana, you're too cute. And who's your sis with the gray sweater? Where'd she come from?
I don't know, but you are way too cute to be acting.
That's what I'm saying.
I also want to know what bra you were wearing in that fight, because they didn't come out. They stayed secured. And I was like, how did
you were getting dragged.
Even when she came back up, she still looked good. She was like,
she looked at her. She was like, you mad? And I was like,
goals. That's how I want to be.
Right?
Like, not a scratch.
After I get my ass beat, I was like,
she looked so good in her cute little leather pants. I was like, way to look at it, sis.
There you go.
That's who's doing the most. All
right. So we got some news and gossip. Let's go ahead and get into that segment.
For those who don't know, it was Essence Festival this weekend. Shout out to all the beautiful Black women and all the beautiful Black people who were down at Essence Fest. Yeah. But our favorite NyMagers were there. Ryan brought his whole crew from NyMag, and they had a cute pop-up shot in New Orleans, Louisiana, El Marie's hometown. And Charmaine's hometown, Charmaine also popped up at NyMag. And Ryan and Neek had like a little push-up competition. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing, because in the past week, we've been seeing Ryan and Charmaine do a lot of promo together. And I love seeing them together. So I love seeing the crew down in New Orleans working, and Ryan just getting buffer and buffer and buffer. Just me. His arms are getting bigger.
He got some man on him.
Woo, he got that man on him. Yowzers. Speaking about man on them.
I was like, wait, what? Sorry, I'm back.
Yeah, we got to take a minute. Speaking about that man on them, our three favorite men. Dawn, Four, and Ryan covered a plastic magazine called The Men Issue, and they looked so adorable. And the guys also posted a back behind the scenes footage of them on the roof, and they look like a boy band. And
they look like sexy
Belle. Yes, it's amazing. Ryan wrote, "The boys gracing the cover, though, strength, diversity in class. These are the words that come to mind when you think of Dawn, Four, and Ryan." Okay. So I think that's really dope. So make sure you guys check it out. They look fantastic. Mm-hmm. They look sexy as hell in all white, and I thought that was dope. Speaking of our girl Charmaine, who's also at Essence Festival, she was working, which I love seeing her work. And you know, she's at WGCI, but she also did a girl talk session at Essence Fest. So it's on her page. Dope. It was so dope. I love seeing her. I just love Charmaine. She could do no wrong to me. So I love seeing her down there working.
That's cool.
And that was cool. And also seeing like her family on her IG stories that she spent time
with.
Mom
like,
mom and dad. Our guy Van is having a gorilla gallery July 14th at 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. So it looks like it's going to be a cool like convention. So Four is performing, King Chemo, a whole bunch of other people from Chicago. There's going to be clothing people there, media and collaborations. So it looks like it's a cool show, but it's thrown by Gorilla Gallery by Van and Lily. Now, I just happened to be on her Instagram because, you know, I sneak on everybody's Instagram. It looks like she was in Long Beach, California a few days ago. Oh. And she posted the American Dream,
she Get With It or Get Lost. She don't pull up on nobody. So, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. Like, right. We want to talk to you, Lily.
But,
I'm not saying
that. You know, they're filming Black Ink Compton.
Right.
So now I'm thinking to myself, I wonder, will she make an appearance? Because she has been in Cali. So if you guys are in the comments, let me know what you guys think, because... Would you guys like to see her pop up?
I'm going to reach out to Lily again.
Also, yeah. I want to know what the Kat and Ryan situation is, because we did see that.
We forgot about that.
We did.
Drew,
see.
Break it down.
Because Kat had posted that photo of her, and Ryan said, those are my glasses. Ooh. And I was like, how'd she get them glasses, sir? And, well, she's following him. He's not following her.
But he was sure.
But he likes every photo. Yeah, almost.
Yes. He sure do.
And he's writing in her comments. And yeah. He's on her live.
So that's a little... That's weird. So you don't follow, but you checking.
That means you good. Yo, if you got a guy checking and he's not following you, baby, there's a site for that. If you don't want them to see you do that. Just sign my DMs and I'll tell you what they
I was gonna say, don't put us on blast.
I heard all my secrets. Allegedly. And also one last thing. If you just want some eye candy, just go to Forrest's page, because earlier today we were acting a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You guys can't see it, but his last picture he posted with all red on. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. So that's the eye candy of the week is Four. Yeah. And that's
check out that magazine
gossip.
Cover first, yeah. And baby. The behind the scenes, and then go check out Forrest's latest stuff.
Ooh, child, what a man. Ooh, yes.
What was I gonna say? Oh, and then nice as far as with Essence, I think we might
beautiful gowns.
Stop it. I see it. Wait, I'm professional.
We're sick.
It literally popped in my mind.
Listen. Sheesh. Just go to Forrest's page, y'all. You're welcome. Four looks beautiful.
I like that he's stepping up the fashion game.
He looks,
you know?
He looks like a supermodel. I mean, it just don't make no sense.
I'm excited for next week because we get to see them on the Steve Harvey show. True. Ryan's got the bad bitch bun.
His whole little outfit just get up there. Yes. But what I was going to say before that, we might see them at Essence, because I saw cameras there. So one of two things, because I know that Ryan records a lot of his stuff.
Yes.
He has like his own videographer. So it could have been them, but it seemed like several cameras. So I'm hoping that we get to see them in action at Essence. Yeah.
That'd be dope. And you know, because it might give them the idea for Ryan to do his own shop maybe in New Orleans.
Maybe.
You know, do a little Caesar. We'll see the salad.
That would be nice.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get into our predictions, because we gotta go.
It's time to go. I want a salad, and a Caesar now, made me think of a Caesar salad.
And I was like myself, so.
And then Four is beautiful.
Thud.
I predict. Okay. Here's the thing, kids. Clearly, I need to go back to bed. Now, I predict, I'm interested to see how, because I really want to see this, what did they go, Virginia Beach, Myrtle Beach thing. Mm-hmm. I'm really interested to see how that lines up, because we're going to get Charmaine and Neek, and she doesn't really hang out with them. We're weirdly getting Sophia the Body with Four, and then Nikki and Jen. So I'm interested to see how that's going to go, and I don't think it's going to go well. So I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know when that's coming, and I hope it's this season.
I'm excited for this April and Ryan conversation.
Oh my God.
Because I think April's hilarious. And she might have given us the best pickup line on the planet when she was like in the trailer, when she was like, you know, because people have been speculating that we've had sex, and we haven't. Yet. And I
that is the best pickup line
I was like,
ever. April, I'm using
Kobe
that.
Kobe with the shot. Yeah.
Got that icebox clip. My heart used to be.
What do I think is going to happen? I think that Neek is going to talk Charmaine out of going back to Nine Mag.
Yes.
The fact he kind of like packed up everything and left. So I hope so too, because you don't need to, go back. You can pop up every now and then. Like Sky, for example. Sky's not working at the 125th shop anymore.
Exactly.
You know, she's in Miami, things like that, but she's still a part of the show. So you can still be a part of the show and not have to go back to Nine Mag.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You don't need it.
If somebody shows you who they are, believe them the first time.
Baby. You don't need the show. Danny's still there and she's not in Nine Mag.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So... So I'm hoping that he talks her out of that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Yeah. Listen.
Stop it, y'all. My memory is like, I have one of those vivid, like, I can see everything and good. I see the video that I saw and to like, the right. I can't.
Ooh, can you imagine? For those who don't know what we're talking about, just go to Forrest Page. You're welcome. Forrest is a beautiful human being, so God bless.
You should Google. I think it's off the internet now. It I was going to say, you should Google it.
Google
what? I'm glad I saw it. So,
beautiful gowns. Nice gowns. Nice gowns.
We will be back next week. Thank you guys for joining us in our silliness this week. We will see you guys next week, like I said. I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And I am the silly ass Nikia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Bye, guys.
Bye. See you in the comments.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.